Hi there, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Moses Sousis.
And you're with Barclays?
I am indeed, yes. I'm with Barclays. I work in the vendor management team in self-service.
Okay. So, right, we've got a talking ATM. Tell me how it works.
But it's very easy, actually. And that's from what a lot of VI people have said rather than my own comments. So, for anyone that's familiar with the layout of an ATM, everything works from the telephone keypad, which has a raised number 5 key, so that will help you with the navigation. You don't have to worry about the buttons that are on the either side of the screen, because we don't use them at all. So what you just need to do is basically plug your headphone jack to the socket. Now, the headphone jack is just a standard 3.5mm jack, so it's the same as your MP3 player headset and all that. If you don't have your own headset, just walk into a Barclays branch. I'd be more than happy to supply you with one. So what you then do is you just put your headset on and listen to the usual Barclays voice. Welcome you to the talking ATMs.
Can I just hear?
Of course you can.
Okay, so it's a human voice as well.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a standard Barclays voice. It's a human voice that we use on our telephone banking as well, or our help desk and everything. So it's very familiar to our users.
Okay, so let's go in. Oh, right.
So the next step is to just insert your card as you would do at any other ATM. What that then tells you is that your card details are currently being processed.
Yeah.
And it just then asks you which language do you want to use. Now there's English and Welsh on this machine. There's other options depending on your area. So if we press number 1 for English, it then asks us to enter our PIN number, and it gives us the denominations that are available from this ATM. So on this one, we've got £20 notes and £10 notes. So if I key in my PIN number here.
Okay, so for press cash 1.
It takes us to the next screen, exactly, and it just says for cash press 1.
So you use it all on that pad?
Everything is on the telephone keypad. Don't touch the top. So if we want to press number 3, which is a mini statement. It's a mobile phone top-up. So it takes you to the screen, and it then gives you the option, depending on what network you're in with. So the next step is if we want to take some money out. So in exactly the same way, once you've followed the after the screen that is asking you for the PIN.
It's fabulous, actually. You just listen to the instructions and just press the buttons on the pad.
So press number 1 for cash. It then tells you if you want 20, press 1. If you want 30, press 2, and that sort of stuff. So if we press 1, so it asks us, would you like an advice slip? Again, it's 1 for yes or 2 for no. So if I say 2 for no, just to save the planet from a bit of paper. And then it says that we are dealing with your request. So
I think it's fabulous.
They'll just return the card and give us the money. And that's it, really. As simple as.
What's the reaction been from the VI users for this?
I've been here on both days. Everybody said that they absolutely love it. They've been waiting for something like that for so long. And they feel so much more independent and secure now that they have this option where they can actually take money out themselves without most of the time having to ask someone else to take money out of their own account, which obviously, you know, as fully sighted people would never think of doing.
Exactly.
So it gives back that independence and that sense of security, which I think is absolutely crucial.
Excuse me, I have a question. Do you know when you plug the headphones, does the screen still show?
To
answer that question, the screen will continue showing.
Okay.
The reason being, we actually thought long and hard about this. because
obviously visual, I suppose.
Exactly, because there are people that are obviously slightly visually impaired, and there are others that are completely impaired. Which means that straight away, if we were to flick the screen off, a lot of people are familiar with the layout of the screens and what it shows.
Yeah.
So the feedback that we received was, no, we want the screen to be on. And that's why it stays on, really.
Can anyone see it though? If you're using the machines,
if you are standing in front of the machine, no, nobody should see it. But this is exactly the same as it would be the case for a fully sighted individual.
Yeah. So would you be worried because you can't see? Yeah. You've got someone behind
you. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Just looking at, if they were looking over me, wouldn't be able to tell. I wouldn't be able to tell if they were looking.
Were these? You got some of these in the branch as well. Would that be able to come
inside?
So you would feel better that if you could go in the branch and use the machine.
Yeah.
So what we would say, it's a very valid point, and we've acted on the feedback that we've received really on this one. So if you do have concerns, do walk inside the branch, and then you can use the ATM. You know, in the safe and close environment of a branch rather than on the street. You can ask the branch staff to support you and help you and assist you as well. Absolutely. We have 3,200 of these already live in our branches.
How do you find out where they are?
You go on barclays.co.uk, and if you obviously use a text-to-speech software, you can search for where the ATMs are and it will tell you. But okay, what I'll say is that pretty much every branch will have one of those.
Okay.
Yep. Would that be your only concern about someone looking over your shoulder?
Yeah, that's all. I just wanted
to. Besides from that, you think it's a good idea?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Have you've not used them
yet,
though?
No, I haven't used one, so I've never seen one around. That's all.
Matt, I'll leave you with this guy, and you can go through it again then.
Yeah.
Thanks. Who are you recording?